And now, our portraits.
Hi, and welcome to another episode of Ellington Reflections. This one is called Portrait of Ben Webster, and it's the second part. We ended with Ben Webster leaving the Ellington Band. He only had a short stint with the band, but he exerted enormous influence on his successors like Paul Gonsalves and Harold Ashby. And for the rest of his life, he'd be considered an Ellingtonian, and his repertoire reflected that. The first set of recordings I'm going to play for you are from an album called Music for Loving, and it's from 1955. One of the Ellington pieces that is on this album, and there are several, is a feature that Ben had in 1942 called What Am I Here For? And then we'll follow it with the standard My Funny Valentine, which shows Ben Webster's prowess with a ballad.
Mm-hmm.
For full personnel of the recordings that I'm playing, go to our website at ellingtonreflections.com. We're also on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. There's also pictures and videos that help bring a visual element to the podcast. As a sideman, sometimes there's some really fun dates you get to do too. In 1952, Ben Webster recorded with multi-instrumentalist and vocalist Slim Gaylord, and it was a song about potato chips.
Potato chips, how my mouth just drips. Potato chips, how my mouth just drips. Crunch, crunch, I don't want no lunch. All I want is potato chips. Potato chips, how my mouth just drips. Potato chips, how my mouth just drips. Crunch, crunch, I don't want no lunch. All I want is potato chips. No matter where it is, you'll always find a bag around. Be in a bar, a picnic, even a baseball ground. Potato chips, how my mouth does drip. Potato chips, oh, drip, drip, drip. Crunch, crunch, I don't want no lunch. All I want is potato chips. Bang, bang, bang. Crunchy potato chips, crunch, crunchy, crunchy. A crunch, crunch, crunch. I don't want no lunch. All I want is potato chips. Potato chips, how my mouth does drip. Potato chips, crunchy, 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 crunchy. Don't bring me no lunch. All I want is potato chips. No matter where it is, you'll find a bag around. I could be even in a bar, a picnic, a baseball ground. It doesn't matter. Oh, those potato chips. Potato, potato, a chippy chip. Oh, crunch, crunch. Don't want no lunch. All I want is potato chips.
As we know from an earlier podcast, the 1956 Newport Jazz Festival really revived Ellington's band and his career. And 2 years later, in 1958, the Newport Jazz Festival paid tribute to Ellington. Most of the artists incorporated Ellington tributes into their performances. Also, there was a special band, a group of alumni led by cornetist Reg Stewart, and it had Cootie Williams on trumpet, Ben Webster, of course, on tenor saxophone, Tyree Glenn on trombone, Hilton Jefferson on alto sax, Billy Strayhorn on piano, Oscar Pettiford on bass, and Sonny Greer on drums. First, the group is going to play Sea Jam Blues, and then you'll hear Rex Stewart announce Ben Webster's ballad feature on Chelsea Bridge, a Billy Strayhorn composition.
We'd like to play the Sea Jam Blues.
Bye.
Thank you very much. Comes time now to feature Ben Webster in Chelsea Bridge, written by Billy Strayhorn. Ben Webster.
Now we're going to go back a little bit, back to 1953, and we're going to go to an orchestral session arranged and conducted by Johnny Richards. There's two songs we're going to hear from this one. The first one is Pouting, a blues in a minor key written by Ben Webster. And then the second one is a whimsical piece called The Iron Hat. And what's interesting about this one is, if you listen, there's measures in 5/4 time and in 4/4 time. When we get to the improv, it's all in 4/4 time, though. And the great Joe Jones is on drums for this one.
Thank you.
Ben Webster stated that one of his influences was his Ellington section mate, alto saxophonist Johnny Hodges, and you can really hear it with the way he could play a melody. Ben participated in several of Johnny Hodges' small group sessions, and what we're going to hear now is a song called Just a Memory. Besides Johnny Hodges on alto saxophone and Ben Webster on tenor, there's Roy Eldridge on trumpet, Lawrence Brown on trombone, Billy Strayhorn again on piano, Wendell Marshall on bass, and again Joe Jones on drums. Thank you. But one of the primary influences on Ben Webster before Johnny Hodges was the father of the tenor saxophone, Coleman Hawkins. They recorded together a few times, and here's one from 1957, and it's one of my favorite ballads. They really do a great performance on this one. And the first soloist is Ben Webster, and then you'll hear Coleman Hawkins take it out.
Thank you.
Another great encounter for Ben Webster was with the virtuoso pianist Art Tatum. Art Tatum played like he had four hands and he very seldom let up. But Ben Webster stays true to himself and doesn't try to match Art Tatum. He just plays his own style. This was recorded September 11th, 1956, less than 2 months before Art Tatum passed away at the age of 47 from kidney failure. This is Gone with the Wind. Thank you. This next pair of recordings is from Ben Webster's last U.S. recording date. It's a quartet date with Hank Jones on piano, Richard Davis on bass, and O.C. Johnson on drums. I'm going to play two of the Ellington numbers on this album. It's called See You at the Fair. The first one is In a Mellow Tone, and the second one is The Single Petal of a Rose. It's from a suite Ellington wrote in 1959 for Queen Elizabeth II of England. Around the time of that session, the last of Ben Webster's family here in Los Angeles had passed away, and he decided that there was nothing keeping him here, so he moved to Europe. There was better job opportunities, a little bit more respect, and there were many other American jazz musicians who had done the same. Trumpeters like Bill Coleman, Idris Suleiman, sax players like Dexter Gordon, Steve Lacy, Johnny Griffin, pianist Bud Powell, Kenny Drew, drummer Kenny Clark. So there was a thriving expatriate community out in Europe. His first European recording session in the studio was in September 1965, and one of the things he recorded with a small group was a 1938 Ellington Blues called Blue Light. Whenever the Ellington Band would make a tour of Europe, Ben Webster would usually try to sit in with them, and he was welcomed with open arms by his former colleagues. One such occasion was recorded in 1966 in France, and you can hear Ellington announce an impromptu version of a song that Ben Webster was featured on in 1940, All Too Soon.
And now, well, we have a request for Ray Nance to get his violin and join Lawrence Brown and Ben Webster in a totally unprepared version of All Too Soon. Thank you.
On our website at ellingtonreflections.com, there's also a video of Ben Webster playing this song, All Too Soon, in 1971 with the band. Another ex-Patriot saxophonist was Basie star from the 40s, Don Byas. Here's a recording with Ben Webster and Don Byas playing an Ellington Teasel standard composition, Caravan. Thank you. Unfortunately, Ben Webster didn't take very good care of himself. He was overweight, he drank heavily, and he smoked. After gigging in Amsterdam in 1973, he suffered a cerebral hemorrhage and passed away on September 20th of 1973 at the age of 64. He was cremated, and his ashes are buried in Copenhagen. My name is Steve Bowie, and I'd like to thank you for listening. And normally I play It's Something You Ought to Know to end our podcast, but this one will end with Ben Webster playing That's All. Thank you.